Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about some of the best beaches to visit in Europe. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Amanda's recent collation of all the beach tips on Europe à la carte. You can read the post in full and see the photos and leave a comment with your tip for your favourite European beach at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. So as the weather has begun to improve, relatively speaking, in the UK, we've actually had some temperatures as high as 15, 16 degrees for the end of March. Our thoughts are turning to summer and beach holidays. Now, Spain is a very popular destination in Europe, and there's loads of beaches there. I was in Gran Canaria in the Canary Islands a couple of months ago, visited lots of different beaches, and I thought the most spectacular was Maspalomas, where there's a lake near the sea, a lighthouse, and massive sand dunes you can walk through, which all add to the scenic coast. In the Galicia region, Inca couldn't resist trying out what she heard some young holidaymakers refer to as the best beach in the world. That's a lot to live up to. Playa de Rodas at Las Islas Hies turned out to be a kilometre-long stretch of perfect white sand with calm shallow water and several other beautiful beaches nearby. I also recommend Maguleta Beach in Malaga in southern Spain as a great beach destination where you can combine city activities such as museums, culture, nightlife, cafes, museums with lazy days at the city beach. My favourite beach on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus was Coral Bay on the west coast. Now, although it was March, I was tempted in to swim a couple of times, and although the water was a bit on the cool side, once you took the plunge and got moving, it was really enjoyable. Now, the views on the beach at Aphrodite's Rock are absolutely amazing. It's supposed to be the birthplace of the Greek goddess of love, beauty and sexuality, but if you stand up just off the road, the view down to the rock, it is a pebbly beach, which is not quite so great for swimming. But the thing is, legend goes, if you swim around the rock, you'll benefit from eternal beauty. So you never know, give it a try. Unfortunately, we weren't able to take a dip there because it was our last day in Cyprus. The beach showers weren't working and we didn't really fancy being all salty for the rest of the day on our flight back to Edinburgh and then the drive back to Berwick. Now, in Italy, the Puglia region, the heel of Italy, Kimberley has some excellent tips for beaches on the Gargano Peninsula, which is like the spire on the boot of Italy. These beaches are located between high white cliffs and usually involve a bit of a trek down from the car park, but that's what makes them relatively quiet and unspoiled. Not far from Rome, Kimberley also recommends the beach at Sperlonga, where ancient Roman emperors such as Tiberius liked to spend their summer holidays. 2,000 years of holidaying can't be wrong. On the Greek island of Mykonos, Inca recommends the beach at Aiana on the northern side of the island, where there's also a great spot for a beachside meal at the Hippie Fish Resort. In the Algarve region of Portugal, Jeremy recommends the breathtaking beaches at Salema. It's a fishing village with great seafood restaurants. Now, although Scotland may not be terribly well known for beach life, there are some beautiful, beautiful beaches here, and I was really wowed by the beach on St Ninian's Isle in the Shetland Islands. It's officially called a tombola. It's a beach with the sea on either side. It's like a stretch of sand that leads over to the nearby St Ninian's Isle. It looks like the Caribbean. Unfortunately, it doesn't feel like it. So these are just some of the great beaches we've covered in the Europe à la carte post. I don't have time in 5 minutes, but I hope it's given you a flavour, maybe of some beaches you hadn't thought about. Thanks very much for listening. And as I say, go and read the post at the blog www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Thanks for listening and do join us again soon. Goodbye.